Hello, everybody. Welcome to the penultimate episode, well, the penultimate review episode of Corona Conversations. We are your hosts, Caleb and Anna, and today we are talking about Once a Handmaiden.
Yes.
Dot, dot, dot.
I have feelings about it.
Who doesn't join the club? But before we get started, do we have any catching up to do, any business to attend to?
Well, I went to the Nita Walk, so I got this really cool tattoo. And it was really fun.
Oh yeah, Anna got a tattoo, guys.
You should support Nita. It's a great organization.
Do you want to tell people what that stands for?
Yes, National Eating Disorders Association. And it fights for awareness and more funding for research. And it's really good. Over 800 people came to the So there's a lot of them though on their website. So if it's coming to a city near you, you should go.
Ooh, did you just tell people that you're in the woohoo?
Well, can you change that?
It's about time we had a location reveal. It's the penultimate episode.
Just bleep it. And then it'll be funny.
Guys, her mailing address is
Stop.
Okay.
How about you? What's new with you?
Well, I don't have any charitable organization to plug. Oh, except I will say that there's this show I'm obsessed with on HBO called My Brilliant Friend.
Oh my gosh, stop that.
It had its first season in 2018, and season 2 is premiering here in the U.S. on HBO on March 16th. So it's coming up. So if you're in the mood for kind of a... it's so hard to describe. It's like a historical... drama.
We're here for
fairy tale almost.
We're here for Rapunzel, not for that.
but now that the show's over, you know, or almost over, if you're looking for something new to watch, definitely check out My Brilliant Friend on HBO. Yep. Are you ready? I'm ready. We're ready. Now, let's get into it. Once a Handmaiden is the 65th episode of Tangled the Series, which means, I guess, that the final episode will be 66.
Ooh. That's an ominous
number. The Devil's
number.
Episode. It's the 18th episode of this third season. It was written by Leanna Dindal and storyboarded by Adrian Barrios, Anna Leoncioni, and Kuni Tomita. And it was directed by Philip Pignotti.
Mm-hmm.
Disguised in a magical cloak, Cassandra... I said that really weird.
You did.
Cassandra sneaks into Corona with the intention of making amends with Rapunzel.
She finds out about, like, Zontiri, like, right in the beginning of the episode. And I thought it was such a bizarre way for her to find out. Like, it was just... I mean, it was interesting, like, having the vision. And I was like, wow, that's so cool. But then it just happens so fast. And, like, blink and you'd miss it. Kind of thing. So it was just felt very strange.
Yeah. I think that kind of sums up my problem with this, at least the start of this episode. It just feels like such emotional whiplash. Like in the last episode, she was jiving with Rapunzel again. Then the end, you know, total back to the bad side. And then the start of this episode, oh, never mind. That betrayal by Zontiri, the deception. Yeah. I uncovered it right away. Oh, and now I know that she's Zontiri because I touched her.
Yeah.
And now
has
like,
she never
at
like
resets. It's basically the exact same as last episode where
did she
well not last but like yeah. the last episode where Cassandra's in it where she's going to try to make amends and
did she never like touch her before? Like I mean it was just it was interesting.
Touch me.
I don't know. Oh, she like, just gets creepier, though,
that
I feel like.
Does that happen to anyone who touches Zontiri, or did Zontiri want that to happen?
I don't know. Well, that's an interesting point. I hadn't thought about that. I just assumed it would just happen, but she, like, sensed her aura. I don't know.
Cass is really good at reading people.
And then she, like, when she's making her way back to Corona, like, when she runs into Owl, it was so weird because I don't think she really missed him. I think she was lying.
I love that.
She was like, oh, yeah, you.
No. No, of course she missed Owl. I love that they had their little moment together. I mean, throughout the whole episode, they really have some moments
Yeah,
together,
but she didn't but. Seem to miss him at all before. And then she was like, oh, yeah, sorry about that. Just abandoned you for weeks.
Well, Okay, well, when you're busy training and fighting with your ex-best
Camping in
friend and
ditches.
traveling across the country, you don't have time to miss your owl, okay? Or you do have time. She probably, like, cries herself to sleep at night. And Zontiri assumes it's because of Rapunzel, but really, it's because of owl.
That's your theory.
Yeah, that's the true reunion that's gonna happen in the finale. Owl and Cassandra.
Well, it's kind of already happened, so that's good. It's good. I thought Al should go tell Pascal that Cass was heading for Corona. I was like, why didn't Al go tell Pascal so that he could get the memo to Raps? That's what I wanted to happen.
Oh yeah, the thing is that Cass says she's too afraid to go in because of the people, but really she's just afraid to tell Rapunzel. So, I mean, she wouldn't have wanted that.
Well, I should tell them anyway. If they can communicate, I don't know if they can.
No. See, that's what I liked about Owl. He is loyal. He keeps his beak shut. No
Been fine
snitches in this
if he
episode.
hadn't, because she was literally so close. It was so frustrating.
Such emotional whiplash. It's literally just like the last one where they're so close and then Zontiri just goes boop boop beep.
Zontiri, I don't know, in this form, she looks like a stoner. Like, she looks like she's so hard up on drugs. Like, her eyes are just like, I
What?
don't know, she looks like she hasn't slept
Really?
in like 3 weeks or something.
Well, she hasn't.
She looks
She's
very
dead. I mean,
rough.
she's a ghost.
I guess this is so
I
creepy.
was just thinking how cool she
She
looked.
looks so tired.
She's like,
And like
it's so hard to
angular.
get cast to do what I want.
Yeah, it was really funny. Oh my gosh. And then I totally, maybe I'm jumping ahead, but I totally thought that we were going to get an evil Shorty in this episode because she ran into Shorty and I thought that she was going to take on Shorty's form. That's what I thought was going to happen. And I was so excited. I
Yeah.
totally thought, and I kind of feel like I thought it happened, but then I wasn't sure at the end and I couldn't really tell. So I'm still confused because I didn't know if like other people saw her as Shorty or if like she was just there and she never took on his form, but I thought he was being creepier than usual. Maybe just because I hadn't seen him in a long time.
Yeah, tweet us your opinions about that. I loved Shorty just being in the tree with Zontir and being like, oh, what are we laughing at? That was so good. He was my favorite part of this episode, for sure. Because he and Zontir are about the same height. They're both like the shortest people in the show now. And so I feel like they would make a great like episode together is like a
Short
buddy
people
kind of
episode.
team with Zontiri trying to get rid of him and Shorty being the one person who Zontiri can't control because he's
He's so
so
crazy.
like I don't know if he's always drunk or what but he's always something.
Oh my goodness.
But I just really yeah I love thinking about what happened after it cut away from them in the tree.
Probably fell out of the tree. What did so did you think so I don't know, how did you feel about her coming back like in disguise and everything? You called it on the handmaiden part.
Wow, my bangs are getting long, aren't they? Look at that.
It is.
I'm like one of those TV show characters who can see even though their bangs are in their eyes.
Like Violet from The Incredibles.
Yeah, that's me. She always was my favorite Incredible, even though I haven't seen the new one, and I'm not going to.
You
But
need to see the new one. It was really good. I liked it.
I don't really like superhero movies, so
Okay. Kind of. Anyway.
sorry.
Oh, guess what? Aunt's gonna take Uncle to see the Call of the Wild movie with that animated dog because he wanted to see it so bad. And she felt bad about him going alone. So she was like, oh, I have to go with him even though I don't want to see it.
I mean, I would go see it just because it looks really weird. Like, I want to see Harrison Ford acting with that human in costume.
How demeaning for that poor guy.
Have you seen the video of like
Yes.
that shows what it looked like?
Poor
It's
guy.
so funny.
Imagine having to get down on your knees and wag your butt like a dog in front of Harrison Ford.
Hello, Mr. Ford, give me a treat.
How embarrassing.
Oh, but that's
Hopefully
going to
he
be
was
a
well
story
paid.
that he'll talk about forever, probably. Or not, because he probably signed some non-disclosure agreements.
Oh, I also thought it was, I don't know, how did you feel about her like wanting to restart the Goodwill Festival? Because, I mean, I don't know. I was kind of like, But I did really like it when they went to get the new gopher, because that was the cutest chubby-cheeked gopher I've ever seen. That was an adorable gopher.
Yeah, it was fun. I love how the show can go from having, like, ancient demon as the antagonist one second, and then the next second it's a bunch of hyper gophers.
And Eugene did it again, and he mixed it up.
Well, to be fair, it's kind of an easy thing to mix up if you're not really paying attention. And he's busy with Varian inventing that Cassandra killer device.
But it didn't work.
Well,
it did not work at all. It worked horribly. I guess it was still in development, though. Maybe they weren't expecting her so soon.
Yeah, yeah.
But I did think it was a really good perspective for Cass to kind of see how much pain, like, she'd caused everybody else. Like, in that play, it was really interesting, like, having her to have, like, the reverse perspective. And then that was really funny when Raps, like, had to take on the other role. And I thought Kira and Catalina, they were, like, the cutest little rocks. And they reminded me of Wirt from Over the Garden Wall with their pointy hats. My pointy rock hats, it reminded me of Wirt.
That's cute. I think I missed some of the play because my DoorDash had just got delivered. So I was
you want
like,
DoorDash? You stinker.
It. Yeah. It was really bad. But I'm sorry. Sorry I missed that. That sounds great.
Wait, would you get DoorDash? Good for them.
enchiladas and guacamole. And it was really bad. It was really bad. Okay. shall we continue?
Oh, yeah. I thought it was so interesting, like, how fragile, like, her disguise was and stuff, because, like, the gophers kept messing it up in the episode, too. I was like, wow, you're not being very careful. Like, that was so funny when she, like, changed into the dragon and everything, like, or the dragon appeared and all that stuff. That was really funny.
I liked when King Fred showed up.
Oh, yeah, in the dress. What?
Yeah, just think of how, like, what would Cassandra have said if they had turned around then and just seen that? Like, would she have tried to play it off as King Fred really being there, or would she have said that it was her in disguise?
Yeah, that what would have happened? Why would she be just like, I'm acting?
I don't really think of Cass as a, like, someone who would be enjoy improv.
Yeah, I do not think of her as that either. But
so it must have been tough for her.
Yeah, it was weird. Excuse. And I didn't think her stretch was that weird. So that was kind of funny when Raps was like, oh, that's such a weird stretch. Where'd you learn that? She was just bending over and touching her toes. Like,
Raps has no idea. I guess she doesn't know what exercise is.
Yeah, you're
is.
Right. She hasn't had a lot of experience. I was going to say, I guess she didn't do calisthenics as a child or something.
It's not like Gothel had a morning routine with her.
I guess not. Yeah. And that was such a sneaky Zontiri move to pull off that cape. I was like, oh my goodness. What a stinker.
I really wanted Cass to have a moment where she grew enough to be ready to reveal herself. And then yeah. Zontiri just taking that away from her again.
Yeah.
After she's been interfering in the past over and over.
Yeah, like Raps totally called it when she was like, yeah, you can be scared of it, but you know it's the right thing to do. Like, that's not an excuse. And it's true, like, she just keeps using that as an excuse, and it was her downfall. And oh my gosh, I could not believe how quickly she switched back to being angry, because Rapunzel had already, like, told her, like, I'm not mad at you long term. Like, she's literally said that, and then Cass is just like, I'm still gonna hate you because you're protecting your kingdom, and I hate you for it.
Yeah, and it's weird too, because surely Cass could understand being, you know, someone yeah. who wanted to be captain of the guard, that of course she needs to protect her kingdom yeah. against someone who would invade it. So I mean, it doesn't yeah. seem like she should be that hurt by it.
Yeah, I guess that's why she was never made captain of the guard, because she just didn't have the gusto for it, you know.
And then also, now that she knows that Zontiri has been manipulating her, because Zontiri basically told yeah. her as much when she uncovered their true identity, you'd yeah. think she'd be a little suspicious about, like, just the circumstances of, like, who pulled off my cloak? Oh, that shot Varian didn't mean to fire that. Oh, I wonder. Yeah. Do we have a common enemy?
Oh, I wonder. Yes. I don't know what I expected. I'm just trying not to expect anything anymore, I guess, because it just changes. But, I don't know if I was expecting that huge battle. And then she literally, like, destroyed everything. And then, like, I was also confused because I thought Zontiri gave her that potion to, like, disturb Rapunzel, but it just put her to sleep.
So I was confused about, like, if it didn't work either or, like, if there was an issue. But I thought when Eugene put her on the horse, that was, like, the most ungraceful way to put someone on a horse ever. Like, it was like...
Well, I mean, it's just such a weird way. Panicking, and you're just trying to get out of there. You know, you'll pick what you can get.
It was such a strange way.
Okay, let's take a short break, and then we will come back with our final thoughts on the episode. How about that? Okay, everyone, welcome back. We are now going to talk about our final thoughts on Once a Handmaiden.
Quite an episode. Yeah,
second to last one.
I really liked the play part, and I loved that really cute little gopher. And I liked Eugene and Varian getting some bro time. But
yeah.
I cannot believe that the kingdom was destroyed. Like, Cass was being such a stinker.
She's a butt.
I was going to say a different B word, but I decided not to. She was being really... a sucky friend, and I was really disappointed in her. And I don't think she's gonna be redeemed anymore. Like, honestly, she's had so many chances for redemption, and she keeps blowing it, so I feel like she's like, maybe she wasn't a villain before because she didn't really know she was under the influence of Zontiri, and, like, she was persuading her to do things and stuff, but now she fully knows, and she's fully deciding to destroy her kingdom anyway, and so I literally am, I'm done. I wash my hands of the whole affair.
Wow, hearing you say that. Man.
I don't think she's going to.
Wow.
And I love that scene at the end, too, when, like, it showed, it kind of closed down both their faces, and Rapunzel, like, realizing that Cass had actually legit destroyed her kingdom, like, she had her fighting face on. She was like, okay, I'm done playing nice with you.
fun fact, that was Raps's biggest fear in the Be Very Afraid episode, was Cass taking over her kingdom.
Like, oh, yeah, yeah. And then Cass sits on the throne, and I was like, no, you didn't. That was crazy.
I mean, yeah, there are some parts of the episode I did enjoy, like the whole owl reunion was really great to see. And then Shorty and Zontiri meeting for the first time. I'm sure that's going to be a long and fruitful relationship between them. I don't know what's going to happen in the future with them, but I'm excited to find out. But yeah, all the Cassandra stuff, it was nice to have her back. And the overall plot of her being a handmaiden to infiltrate the kingdom was nice. But I just can't help but feel like a bit let down with all the back and forth. And I'm just disappointed in Cass, I guess, after hearing what you said. I mean, she's had so many chances and... I mean, she's pretty much blown it now. I'm sorry, Cass. I believed in you, but I don't know where you go from here. But so as an episode, like standalone, I'd probably give it a 7. But thinking of it as the second to last episode, I guess I just wanted, I don't know.
Yeah, I think I need to digest it more.
Yeah, and I'm not sure how I feel about this episode until I know how the next episode goes.
That's true.
So, yeah, I don't know. Once a handmaiden, what can you say? One last cool thing. When Cassandra did say her line about, fine, you want me to be the bad guy? Now I'm the bad guy. Mm-hmm. I was thinking it was kind of a callback to Varian saying, I'm the bad guy, that's fine. It's no fault of mine, you know?
That's such a good stuff.
But actually, it turns out, according to the wiki, they're the exact same words that Gothel said when she revealed her true nature to Rapunzel in the movie.
Oh, I remember that.
So, dang.
Oh, yeah, when she's like, when Rapunzel's like, I don't want to go with you at the campfire. She's like, well, girl, you come with me anyway.
Yeah.
That's, I remember that line, and that's why it sounded familiar, right? Oh, my gosh. Maybe there is a serial killer gene, like in Riverdale.
Poor Raps has been betrayed twice by the people closest to her.
Oh my gosh, yeah. She just needs to, like, not trust anybody in Cass's family line.
What's next? Eugene is going to be a shapeshifter.
No, I hope not. Oh, I thought it was sweet that Eugene's dad was still there and he was, like, trying to fight. And then I thought it was funny that Lance was just with Adira the whole time, was like, I don't want to fight you. Love is so fickle.
Yeah, I was going to mention Lance and Adira. Yeah.
It was funny.
It's a good thing they recognized, though, immediately that they weren't really under their own control, so that Vivian doesn't get mad when his dad turns on him.
Yeah, I mean, it'll still be upsetting, but yeah. Do you think in the end that the relationships are what will break them out? Like, Adira and Lance, like, she'll recognize him somewhere deep within her and break out of it?
No. Maybe if only to run the other way.
You know, it would be funny if she, like, everyone is recognizing each other and stopping the attack, and then Adira recognizes Lance, and then she fights him harder. Well, our next stop isn't anywhere, guys. Our next stop is Pluet and Vue.
Doesn't it have an English name?
Pluet and Vue translates to "there is more in you."
Oh, I don't think there is, though. If it's about Cass, there is not. She's rotten to the core. Rotten to the core.
Well, we literally know that's not true because she's tried to reach out twice now.
I know, and she doesn't do it, though, and she messes it up.
You know what they say, third time's the charm.
No. She literally destroyed her best friend's house, so there's no coming back from that.
Hey, I mean, you go over to your best friend's house, you have a wild party, you destroy it.
She destroyed the entire freaking town.
She wanted to do some redecorating. It was overdue.
And the townspeople, we all know, do not like rebuilding.
Just think of it as redecorating through destruction.
I just thought of another scene from the episode when the lady's telling her, like, "You think these are flowers? These are not flowers. Do you know how to pick flowers?"
Yeah, it was the handmaiden. The replacement handmaiden is funny. I wish we'd seen more of her.
Wait, did we ever figure out what happened to her? Oh my gosh, what if Cass killed her?
No, she didn't kill her.
Where'd she go?
Although, I guess, yeah, I wonder why she never came back to the castle and figured out what was happening.
What happened to her?
Oh, I'm sure Cass just has her safely out of the way somewhere, buried 10 feet under.
Oh my god. I hadn't even thought about that. I mean, either she went back, maybe she wasn't from the town. Maybe she went back to the farm or something.
Maybe Cass just caught her and was like, "Hey, you're not good at this. You want me to take over for you?" And the girl's like, "Yes, please." I'm sick of being bossed around by old lady Crowley. So, Pluet and Vue, the plot is, Rapunzel and her friends must take Corona back from Cassandra and finally confront the evil Zontiri.
Ooh, the sleepless drug addict. Jenny's so tired.
The shorty's wife.
Oh, no. They deserve each other, though.
It'd be so funny if they came riding in a carriage together and Shorty was, like, wearing a little evil crown.
He would probably be like, "I'll come to your side if you give me cheese," or something dumb like that.
That's not dumb. He's hungry.
You remember when he ate all their food stores like 2 days after they'd already started their journey? He's literally a jerk.
He's a hungry pub thug.
Anyway.
Cassandra called them the pub thugs in this episode.
She did. That was funny.
All right. Well, that was the last time we'll get to say.
Until next time.
Next stop isn't anywhere. Actually, it's not the last time, because we're going to, like I said, this is not the end. We'll be doing some more episodes about Tangled and maybe some interviews, you never know.
Mm-hmm.
Hint, teaser, teaser, hint, hint. But next week, we will be back for the series finale, I think it's like 66 minutes or something. It's super long. It's three episodes long. So yeah, like basically an hour long.
Three episodes. Oh my goodness. And now fall time. I'll have to make time.
So yeah, March 1st. Meet us back here for the final episode. You know, we're going to shed some tears. We're going to hopefully finally deal with Cassandra once and for all.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
You can continue the conversation with us in the meantime. We're on Twitter at Corona Podcast. We are now on Stitcher. If you want to listen to us on there, I mean, you're probably already listening to us somewhere else if you're listening to this right now, but if you know of any friends who use Stitcher exclusively, we're now on Stitcher. I love how we're announcing that we're now on a new platform, one episode from the other.
Yeah, there's a professional.
And we're also just concluded our first ad, one episode from the end. Email chronaconversations@gmail.com and leave us a nice review on iTunes. You can be the first person to review us in 2020. Bragging rights.
Oh, woohoo, that's true.
Sorry. I feel like Taco Tuesday.
Yeah.
Taco Tuesday was a day at school.
Yeah.
The kind of day that always makes me drool.
Yeah.
But when only one taco was left.
They have a lot of like.
I said, Rudy, friend, you take the rest.
But I really, the only thing I see is like Taco Tuesday, and I don't see like any like enchiladas or. I guess they have quesadillas.